I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 9th of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 76. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest. For you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Zacharias was talking about his son, John the Baptist. You know, Jesus said there's never been a man born from the womb of a woman greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a scout. Yes, he was a forerunner. I looked up the meaning of the word scout in the Oxford Dictionary. It says a person who is sent ahead to gather information about the enemy. Now, a scout, when you are going into a new country, you always send your best man ahead. He prepares the way. That's what John the Baptist did for Jesus. He finds out the best route. He also finds out about the danger that's in that area and comes back and reports it. The Lord Jesus Christ has called you today, my dear friend, to be a scout, to be a forerunner, to be one who prepares the way for the people. We have an obligation. Our obligation is to lead the way. How do we do it? By our conduct, by our lifestyle, by our love, and by warning people of the dangers which are ahead. Do you remember that old song? I think we have sung it before. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Praise the Lord. No turning back. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. The cross before me and the world behind me. No turning back, praise the Lord, no turning back. You and I are not turning back. Where are we going to go to? Back to Egypt? No, we are going forward. Where we are going, our destination is heaven. You and I are just travelers in this world, sojourners. Pick up your head. Remember, people are following you. Do not lead them down a dead-end alley, a cul-de-sac. Do not lead them into the enemy camp, but lead them in a place which is safe, a place where Jesus inhabits, and they will thank you for that. And most of all, our Heavenly Father will be so proud of you. Jesus bless you, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.